Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Fuckers didn't have a poo. I've checked the sewers. Oh! I knew it.
You know, there are nights when we are on brand.
It's a second show!
I just spilled all over my case. This is great. Welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. We are live! If my mother calls, I'm playing the West End. Technically true. We are live at Covent Garden Studios. This is a second recording, which is always a fun time. Give us a cheer if you listen to the podcast, actually. Woo! Ooh, great, great, great. Give us a cheer if you've never heard us before.
Welcome, converts. I assume, wherever you get your podcasts, listen to us.
Thank you so much for coming along. I'm just going to dive in with...
I'm just going to sober us up with some loud water.
Do you know what?
That had like full Titanic flashbacks for me.
We always kick off the podcast with a little pairing of a crime term with a drink term. And I've gone for an obscure cocktails theme. As you know, sometimes I like to dip in a little hint of what the case might be about. Ooh. So pay attention, cunts.
It's a second show. Yeah.
Now that's what the audience is into. First recording, like, oh, a pun. How delightful. Now that she's a cunt. That's great. This is what we stay for.
They came for the puns, but they stay for the cunts.
New merch? I think so. Okay. So this is what is Drunk Women Solving Crime, we all ask ourselves. This is where a Manhattan in despair meets the Manhattan Project.
Ooh.
This is where the bend over Shirley meets upskirting.
Ooh.
Sorry. And this, I didn't invent the drink or the crime, okay? I just paired them up. And this is where the devil's blood meets blood. It's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Of lime!
With a without further ado, oh, our guest for this episode is so awesome. Please welcome writer and comedian Stevie Martin.
Yay! Stevie! Stevie!
Hello, hello, hello!
Oh, hello, cunts!
Yes, okay, I'm in.
It was just an involuntary cunt, which is the best kind. Stevie, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so excited.
Let's do this.
What a great vibe this is, by the way, if I may.
Tell us about when you've been victimized. Yay! No, that is not the spirit of the podcast at all. But Stevie, as you know, we ask all of our guests, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yeah, I have. Twice.
No.
Yeah. So the first time... picture the scene. I've just watched the news.
The what?
That's a
terrible
show where they talk about like the world. Sober.
Oh. Oh no.
Very boring.
Very boring.
Very boring.
This one didn't go all over me. I opened it for you, Stevie. Hang on.
Thank you. I need it for this crime I'm about to tell you about. So I was watching, and it was like at a very bad time. It was like during the sort of first lockdown, and it was very like, oh, bad news. Because sometimes the news is a great laugh, as we all know, especially at the moment. This is very weird. You know, afterwards you're like, this is not connected, but it definitely was. It was like when Christmas was cancelled, and I cut my fringe like up here, and I was like, it's not. Cause of that, and it's like, yeah, it is. No, it's very clear. It is. I was very depressed, and I was like, I need AirPods, but they're too expensive. Thoughts, yes. And so I went on Depop and found these AirPods, and they were like, I don't know, £80. I was like, well, that's expensive, but like it's not as expensive. And then the person said, can you please remove the buyer protection because I need to get the money now? And I was like, okay. And then I went through loads of things being like, don't need protection, no, none of that, no thank you, have the money. And then they scammed me, obviously.
Obviously.
But then the sort of culmination of the crime is that the exact same thing happened 2 months later. Someone else, I was like, well, that's actually a good deal. And then they said, could you remove buyer protection? I was like, Steve, you've got to believe in people. You've got to believe in the goodness of the world. And then I got scammed. And then tweeted about it, being like, I've been scammed, exactly how I've just told you. And then a very nice man, who I don't know, DM'd me, saying, it's a weird thing, but I've got loads of excess AirPods, or I may.
And when is the wedding?
Yeah. he said the thing, the immortal thing, which is always good. Do you have like an address that's like, you know, an agent or something that's not yours, so it's not creepy, and I can send it via your agent? And I was like, yes. And I was like, well, how much would you like? And he was like, no, for free. And I was like, I'll give you £50. He was like, you need to stop trying to give people money on the internet. So I didn't get scammed that time, but yes, a happy ending, really. You know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's really lovely.
Because that could have gone a different way.
I love how much of people getting scammed is just driven by self-betterment. Like, there's nothing more... The kind of people I love... are the ones that are like, but I need to trust.
Don't let that one
person throw you off. Dive
in. I live in a world that I can believe in.
No. Oh. The same picture of the same thing, and it was clearly the same person. So like, I'm very much at fault here. Like, you know, very, I'm not allowed on Depop anymore.
It's a good comedy rule of three, except the third one was a happy ending.
So that's not comedy.
No.
Oh, wait, yeah.
I remember I got scammed to the tune of, it was only £60, but I was 17, and I was trying, I know, which is
that's
a lot.
Like £1,000.
Yes, that is, yes, the way they change like money over time from like 1920s, it should be from like when you're 17 to when you're like 34.
When you've got nothing to when you're like, what
I can buy chips.
Oh, man. I'd love to be scammed for 60 quid now. I'd welcome it. But I remember like being so upset because I bought a mobile phone and I was like, I can text all my friends. That was the saddest part. But I could text my friend. And then the phone never came and the guy never sent it to me and it was very similar to yours. And then I remember my dad, I was so upset. And my dad, who doesn't know how to deal with a teenager who's very upset, just went, I'll buy the debt off you. And I was like, who is this guy?
He's quite sexy, your dad.
But it was so funny because it's like what you can, it is what you can do in like, I suppose, gangster circles.
Yeah, or something.
Is you buy the debt off of me, you'll be like, I'll sort that out.
I said that like I've done it 1,000. Yeah. Anything I get by.
But essentially, it cost my dad £60 that morning.
Oh,
but
I mean, so sweet.
I don't think he ever avenged me. Oh. Unless he's doing that right now. I don't know where he is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's like left us. He's still around. What I mean,
he's at my house.
Yes! You are getting married in 2 months, so I'm excited about what might go down now that we have the backstory. I got scammed really recently, too. Well, it went really recently. It was back in Halloween, still kind of recent, because we dress up for our shows. At least we agreed that we would. And then
what happened?
I showed up in a nun costume, and I was on Valium because I'd just flown in from the U.S., and nobody else was in a fucking costume. But the costume I wanted was a Squid Game costume, and I totally fell for this website because all the other ones were really expensive, and I'm like, there's got to be a better way, and like, this website will help me. Yeah, so it never arrived, but I like to think that it actually was delivered, and whoever stole it got picked up in a van. And taken off, and like they're still going through Squid Game, so they've done me a favor. Stevie, hi.
Hi.
We always say, if you had the perpetrator here, what would you say? What would you do?
I coughed at the first part of that question, so I didn't hear the first part of it. I hope it's clear when she keeps going, and it wasn't to me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine, but I don't repeat myself.
We'll get right to it. It's been nice being on the podcast. Thank you so much for having me.
And you definitely repeat yourself. You've told me the same story so many times.
All I do is repeat myself.
I'm ready. I'm
all I do is repeat myself. Stevie! You would have liked that in the first half. Let's face it. Now your standards are high, cunts. Okay. Stevie! What would you do if the perpetrator were here? What would you say to them, ask them, do to them?
I hope you did use the money to put your kids through college.
Nice.
Let's say.
Through scam college. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It was very brave.
Thank you.
You're a brave woman.
I am a big, brave girl.
You are a brave girl. Thank you. Well, gosh, are we ready to get into our true crime story?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I've spilled Prosecco all over it, so who knows what I'll read. Gosh, in our first show, Katie,
it matches my butt.
Katie spilled a whole lot of Prosecco on her vulva.
I just realized, if anyone's listening to this but they didn't listen to the show,
it's fine. That's how Amanda likes to fuck with us. She's like, I'm not going to release these in order.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Guys, our case begins with a woman giving birth to her 13th child.
Oh, man.
Hey-o.
That is the crime. We are done. 13th child. By then it's just like tipping a peach out of a tin. It's the only mercy. Do you know what I mean? Just like bloop. Yeah, you must be like 3 months along and you're like, get back in there, we're not ready. 13th child. That is a car crash. So your first question is, her name's Jane. I should give her a name. She's a woman, she's a real person. Jane Leeds is not happy about having a 13th child. Your first question is, why wasn't she happy about having a 13th child?
I mean...
Besides, perhaps, the obvious.
That she's incredibly superstitious.
Yes.
And she's okay. Just, oh, if I'm going to have one evil one, if I haven't had any twins before, because okay. There's always an evil twin, the 13th will be back. The devil.
Okay.
Oh, she's not happy because her husband said he got a vasectomy.
The kid is just really shit. Ah, yeah? Oh, the baby's shit. I hate that.
The first dozen, I love them. You?
Yeah, this one cries more.
Yeah. Well, Hannah George, you were spot on.
Oh.
Jane Leeds was highly superstitious, and she did not want to have unlucky 13. She believed it would be the devil.
Oh, my God. Am I Jane? I mean, but...
Have you had 13 children?
Yeah, I think. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the child is born a healthy boy, but Jane, in a rage, curses the child. What happened next?
That's so presumptuous. Like, it's a curse on the devil. Oh, cursed it is. Like, you just did that. That's terrible.
Yeah,
it really is.
She's going the opposite
way. Projecting, yeah.
She is projecting.
Yeah. I think what happened next
was... That is not attachment parenting.
What happened next was a midwife spotted that she had postnatal depression and she got loads of support and it all ends really happily.
It all ends just fine. That's it.
Support is key. Female workplace.
I get tired. One thing I repeat a lot is how great our heckles are. Because, first of all, because they're few and far between. Make a note. We don't like them. But when they come, they're like that.
So great.
Support is key. 1926.
Show us your tits. You don't have to. It's fine.
I did a gig the other day and someone just went, no. I'm terrible live, so that's why.
God, I wish I had that simple of a response, because guess what? You really do get asked that a lot when you're a woman in stand-up. Show us your tits.
Yes,
but if
is
I
what
don't
I say.
Want to. How do you do a curse?
Yes. How did she curse? And also, what were her other children doing at that point?
Yeah. That's a really... They're just running around. There's a dozen of them. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have that information to hand.
I'm seeing them like the Von Trapps. I think they're singing the curse.
They break into song.
Yeah.
Devil inside.
Alive at the sound of Lucifer.
You're taking over for me. I love that.
Someone has to be singing on this goddamn podcast.
Guys, I don't think you're going to get this, so I will just give this one to you. I will. I'm generous like that. Apparently, the child changed into a creature with hooves, a goat's head, bat wings, and a forked tail. He hit everybody in the room with that tail. Genuinely. And then flew up the chimney. Detective work, the simplest answer is usually right. There's a chance this case involves a certain degree of legend, but let's see. What year is this, is your next question?
The 60s, acid.
Yeah, right? It's either that or I'm too drunk to do this.
I mean, it's 2019, Isle of Wight. Okay. Isn't it? I feel like I went to school with this guy.
Also, I really like the idea of like going around like smacking your tail, because that means he's like walking around like ass first. So weird.
There's no way to do it and not look like a dickhead.
Yeah. That's the rest is quite scary, but that's not.
This sinister creature. Yeah. Bam.
Yeah. Bam. Yeah. That really what? Humanizes this devil.
You guys, it's 1735. Ooh. We are in sunny New Jersey, and this is the case of the Leeds Devil, which would eventually become better known as the Jersey Devil, which would then become the New Jersey Devils hockey team.
Oh!
Woo! Fuck that team! Don't you cheer the Devils. Go Penguins. That's for our three listeners in Pittsburgh. Okay, so the story of Jane Leeds is one of the origin stories of this creature, but historians think there's a more likely one involving a certain religious group which established settlements in southern New Jersey starting in the 1600s. What do you think this religious group might have been?
Oh, like the only things I know about New Jersey is like Jersey Shore, which is like the
that's
one
a religious group.
So I think is that?
I'd rather follow them than a hell of a lot of the other ones. Yeah.
So it's like tits.
Yeah, it's the Church of Tits.
Church of Hannah. Tits. That's what I've got.
They're always called like the Church of Baptist of the Sunday, Suntown, aren't they, in America?
Yeah.
They're very long words. Someone really was like, yes! But it's, I'm a member of that church. But they've always got very long names.
They're very specific.
Yeah.
Church of Latter-day Saints? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, like Mormon? Yeah. All the Church of the Sunday, towns. That's it. All that. The same thing. Yeah. Is that like Salem times? I don't know when the witch trials were. Is that like around that time when everyone was kind of going crazy with witch hunting?
Oh, that's a good guess. It's a good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
Yeah. Witchy religion? Sure.
Yeah, Wiccans.
Wiccans are wicked.
They probably weren't called Wiccans if everyone was killing them. That was probably after when they were rebranding.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't always throw it out to the crowd, but does anybody know? Who might have been settling there? Amish.
Quakers?
Quakers!
Was it?
Yes!
That's a fucking win! I said that like as a joke because like the Quakers are kind of like chill, right?
What is a Quaker? What is it?
It's that slogan is like...
I'm about to tell you...
I can't hear!
The Quakers were fleeing... Listen! You might learn!
I love that it took Quakers for her to lose
Quakers.
Her shit. The Religious Society of Friends!
They were peaceful! The Quakers were fleeing prosecution in England for their belief in porridge. One second. Now for the Americans. The Quakers were fleeing persecution in England for their belief in oatmeal. We are a multilingual podcast. There was a member of this Quaker community called Daniel Leeds. You'll recognize the surname. Daniel published almanacs in the mid-1700s. Sometimes when I'm reading sentences, I'm like, I'm getting paid to be drunk and read about this guy who wrote almanacs. Sorry, I'm just having a little moment. This is great. This is great. Daniel published almanacs in the mid-1700s. These, of course, are annual records of weather patterns. Sunrise and sunset times. The tides. Come on, guy. This was the Rolling Stone of its time. It's exciting stuff. But Daniel had a bitter, bitter rivalry with someone else who wrote almanacs, and he was quite famous for it. Do you have any idea who that might have been?
Michael Fish?
Mariah Carey.
It was Mariah Carey!
Finally, I got one right.
She's timeless. I'll give you a hint. It was one of the founding fathers.
Ooh.
Hamilton.
Chris Pratt.
I don't know the founding fathers. Is it the ones on Rushmore?
John Adams. Washington,
isn't
it?
Washington,
in it. Who said Benjamin Franklin? Two of you did. Well done. Well done.
What are all the founding fathers called? What are they all called? Just for my own head.
You fucking love daddies. Any of these founding fathers fit?
They're made of stone and they're very big. But is it all Benjamin Franklin, Washington?
Oh man, you're asking me to rattle them all off?
Oh, my God, there's like four.
Yeah, there's four. There's
John
four.
Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
There's more I just want to four. Learn something tonight.
Isn't there more than four? Well, you know that bit when they go, our forefathers? It's four fathers, not four number. Oh, I
are you serious?
You've really...
Okay, I thought it was four fathers. Absolutely, keep going.
Yeah. No, really cleared something up for me and Stevie tonight.
Oh, that's amazing. That would have been such a better sitcom than My Two Dads. My forefathers... don't know which one's mine. Okay. Yes, it was Benjamin Nerd Alert. Franklin, he published Poor Richard's Almanac, which did much better than Daniel Leeds' Almanac. And his almanac is fun, guys. It's got games, it's got puzzles, it's got helpful hints like your wife giving you trouble, put her in the shed. Stuff like that. These men are so hostile. They're so openly hostile with each other. It's just this great geeky fest.
Like now, the modern advice is get your own shed and go in it. So, like, I don't know which is better.
That's the modern advice.
For what? Is anything?
But like now, like men have sheds.
Oh, men have sheds.
You know, they all go in their man cave sheds.
I was genuinely like, I don't know any women that have their own sheds.
But like, the advice in those days was put your wife in a shed.
Yeah.
But now the advice is you go in.
Put yourself in a shed.
So I've come really, really far. Winner.
So these guys are just so bitchy with each other. It's like the Oasis versus Blur of its time. If you think of it in those terms, it's really quite sexy. but it was more about their political beliefs. It wasn't just these almanacs. It's that they had very opposing beliefs. This is so not a second showcase. Like, guys, tell me, what were their opposing political beliefs?
I want to know.
Wait, was that a real question?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was rhetorical. Okay. I won't be answering it.
No,
any more
it's
questions.
Real.
I want to know.
What would a founding father feel very strongly about as opposed to a Quaker?
How many people in the face?
Pantomime. America?
So good.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
just think
it's
America.
Hannah, I'm going to. No, go. Female workplace.
One of them wants to launch the NHS.
I'll tell you now. Daniel Leeds was pro-monarchy.
How dare you come to our country and not be able to say monarchy? What a horrible thing to do.
Isn't that another word for your period? Like menarche. I have my menarche. Guys, this is serious. We're laughing and we're learning. Daniel Leeds was pro-monarchy.
Okay.
Almost. Franklin, of course, wanted independence from the crown.
Spicy.
Who was the crown?
The King George.
The King George. Oh, was he
George.
The King of America?
Yeah. He's seen Hamilton.
Jake, you've seen Hamilton, right?
He's the woman
no,
that...
do you know what? I haven't seen Hamilton.
Ooh. And this is the real crime. Watch it. It's good. It's on
no,
Disney Plus.
No, I mean, I fucking love musicals. I just...
Do you
I
like how I'm watch... like, it's on Disney Plus. You don't have to go. Oh, my...
I think Hamilton's in tonight. Okay, he doesn't like the monarchy, he doesn't like King George.
Yeah.
Listen. So wait, so what year? So this is before 1777.
We're now into... Yeah, it's before.
I would have known okay. the year that
So
that
this
happened.
Is before the American Revolution. I learned this from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, have you ever thought about becoming a Drunk Women Solving Crime patron? You can check us out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime. It's just £3 a month, and in return, you get ad-free listening, extra content, and best of all, the live Zoom recordings. Oh, and also, Taylor's famous shout-outs. Here are the shout-outs for our latest patrons. The day had started like any other. The sun was up and my spirits were down. I made breakfast, 8 strips of hickory smoked bacon in a mug. They don't call me Chief Inspector Linney of the Lard for nothing. I was desperate to crack a case involving my 2 favorite things, dames and dimes. That's right, cold hard cash had gone missing from Vicky Chinsky's beauty parlor and I had to inspect the scene. Right away, I was out of my comfort zone. I'm a guy who likes the finished product. I don't need to see how the sausage is made, toots. I was guided around the place by Vicky's assistants, Anna Stutter, a redhead with nothing to say beyond a cold hello, and Fiona Jarrett, a blonde who could make your soul dissolve like a good poison. Neither had seen a thing, too busy trying to get the curl back into Paulina Nyman's hair and helping Megan Brewer get ready for beach season. Something about hot wax, but I didn't want to know any more about their girly candle making. I was here to solve a crime. But then I saw it. A door. Vicky insisted it was just a supply room, but my instincts told me to look beyond the bleach. When I opened it up, the broads in the room all gasped. There stood some more broads. Women we would soon learn were called Tamara Green, Lauren Lloydfitt, and Grace Martland. The women in the supply room screamed, not used to seeing such a tall drink of water in a suit, I suspect. And I soon noticed that they were holding sweet, sweet bills in their greedy fists. We'd caught the thieves red-handed. But why had they been hiding in the supply closet? Well, my theory is that they'd expected an exit route and found themselves trapped in a cavern of hair coloring and lies. Anyway, that's for the courts to decide. My job was done. I asked Fiona if she wanted a drink, and she refused. And so, the day ended as it always does. The sun went down, and my bar tab went up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You guys, Daniel Leeds starts putting stuff in his almanac, which gets him noticed and ruffles a lot of feathers. What does Daniel Leeds put in his almanac?
Boo King George.
His dick.
Pyuk.
So an almanac.
It's like weather and the moon, right?
Weather and the moon.
Yeah. It's weather and the moon.
How's he putting his
dick in the moon?
Also, it's... Think about your heckles, please.
That's why there's holes in it.
Yay.
But also, isn't this people that wanted to know the history of the weather and the moon? So it's not even what can I expect tomorrow. It's what was the moon doing a month ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago.
This is how much life sucked. And that's what I'm trying to illustrate.
It's so boring. I thought it was a prediction. That sucks.
Some of it was because they're trying to look for patterns. Sure, yeah. Right? Weather patterns. There's a crime coming, I promise.
Does he kind of put sexy stuff in?
I mean, I made it sound like it was sexy, but it's not.
Okay.
So it's not even dick pics.
It's not even dick pics. Not even like...
A drawn penis.
Not even a drawing of it.
Does
of
he
a
like
penis.
Name a bad moon phase after King George?
Ooh.
Actually, you know,
look
this
at Stevia. She's like, I don't understand anything. Here's my theory.
Do you know what, though? The thing is, this is around the time that they discovered Uranus.
But for real,
it was that King George.
That's definitely got holes.
And when they first discovered Uranus, they wanted to... Stay with me.
I'm so with you, you have no idea.
That planet. They wanted to call it King George. They wanted to call it George after King George.
Oh.
It was this German guy, Herschel.
and his sister.
They wanted to call the planet King George.
No, they wanted to call it George, I think.
George. George, the planet George versus Uranus.
Yeah.
I mean, it just writes itself. It's great.
I love that you started calling it that planet. I just couldn't say Uranus again.
It's too funny.
Oh, I'd love a planet called George, to be honest.
Hey. This is where... Oh, God. Fucking hell. Okay. Do you know what he puts in there? Astrology and predictions.
Oh, so you said predictions?
Yeah. You identified what it was lacking, and you got right in there,
yeah,
Stevie.
Yeah, thank
You're an excellent detective. Yeah, he went all psychic network. This was a very bad business move, because now everybody thinks that he's an occultist. They accused him of blasphemy. Ben Franklin couldn't resist putting a little astrology-themed dig at Daniel into his next couple editions. Poor Richard's Almanac became kind of a burn book. So your next question is, what was the dig that he published about Daniel Leeds in his almanac?
Ugly slut from Mean Girls.
Ugly slut.
Oh, and it would have been in that pretty old-fashioned lettering, fugly. The F would have had like all the lines.
Yeah. The
history can be fun.
Did they say he had a wide-set vagina?
My fear is my daughter's 8 and she's going to grow up and she's going to have access to all of these recordings. She'll be like, I'm so proud of you, mama. Because right now she thinks I'm awesome. And she's going to be like, that's what you did. All right.
So when you said I'm going to work, my darling.
I can't take you to the park, darling. I have to go and talk about vaginas.
Oh, my God. One day on a Friday, she just went, oh, Mama, are you okay? Are you tired from your podcast?
That's so sweet.
Oh, such a burn.
Yeah, they ask, like, what does your mama do? She's a drunk woman. Shame podcast! Okay. Oh my God, I've been invited to speak at her fucking school. Like, I can't. A primary school. Like, kids? Do you want to turn your addiction into a job? Oh, so what was the dig? What? It's an astrology-themed dig at Daniel Leeds.
Oh, because astrology is predictions, right?
So it is.
I predict your wife's going to leave you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's really
That's a good
nice.
Guess.
Thank you.
I've just been trying to find like an anus pun.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a your mama joke.
Yeah.
Like, you're so bad at astrology, got hit by a parked car.
It doesn't work.
I was trying to do a your mama joke, but with Uranus. I was like, Uranus so bad, you're a dick. Like, so,
that's better. We just don't have time to workshop this.
Oh. It's really nice though, knowing people that you're working with were definitely not bullies at school.
Exactly. And honey, if you're listening to this, 2022 was really fucked up. So whatever could make us up. He basically put a joke astrology section in, which predicted, that was a good guess, predicted that Daniel would die that year.
Oh! I was like, how was it like, all Daniels will die? like Daniel Leeds will die?
He genuinely put Daniel Leeds.
That's so obvious.
It's a little on the nose.
Like,
it's a little on the nose.
Like, number one, who's going to look like an occultist if he actually dies?
I know.
Number two, is that technically a death threat?
I know, and it's going to look really bad if he does die. I'd be like, Ben, we know you're fighting for independence,
what
but it looks like
you did
a little murder on the side.
Yeah.
But this, it gets better. He puts, because bear in mind, like, these are fucking almanacs. This is once a year this gets published. So one year he says, Daniel's going to die this year, and then waits an entire year, and then in the next year says, he died, and now it's just this lame ghost writing almanacs. He does
what,
two
so he
things.
Carries on doing his he, burn once a year?
He carries on with the burn. It's the definition of a slow burn.
It
really is.
Does Daniel respond in his almanac?
Nobody's reading Daniel's almanac now because he's played his cards so wrong. The Quakers are
because he could be like, his almanac is so nasty, it got a virus. I can't.
Now I want a whole podcast of Katie just doing your mama jokes.
Misremember jokes. Do you know what? I once did a stand-up show where I tried to redo your mama jokes to make them more. So I had, your mama's so unrepresented by the media. But I could never think of a good punchline. I had a few. Let's move on.
You don't need a punchline with that setup.
I had no idea it was once a year, though.
No, I thought it was monthly. I don't know why.
There's not enough going on. Annual publications.
I need to know more about the moon quicker.
It was also like, I suppose they had to like write it themselves by hand because it was like printing.
Oh, yeah.
Class.
So Daniel Leeds becomes a total social pariah. And it just so happens that on his almanacs was a picture of his family crest. What do you think that family crest looked like?
Big beaver.
Big beaver.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that would sound like a vagina.
It's a beaver.
I recently saw a beaver.
It's a beaver next to Uranus.
It's great that you didn't think that.
No, I just...
When's the last time you heard an earnest beaver comment? We need more earnest beaver comments. They're real animals with real feelings and big, adorable tails. Right?
Wait, are you describing your vagina?
That I slap everybody around with, right? Okay.
So he's got a family crest. Now, I feel like, I mean, I have not stopped thinking about your man, the guy with the devil guy, right? From the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember that motherfucker? Oh.
I know, that was 8 hours ago, but we still remember. It was a wyvern, which is a mythological creature, it's so hard to speak, mythological creature with two legs, a long tail, and a dragon-like body. So people started reporting constant sightings of this creature in the woods in New Jersey. What did people claim they'd seen the New Jersey devil doing, though?
Playing hockey?
He shoots, he scores!
It's probably like something like... I can't understand what that tackle is, but I imagine it's women are good. It's always something like, having sex with someone, you know? It's always rutting, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah.
It feels like a lot of rutting in those days.
Yeah, some animalistic, hardcore.
Sex with a beaver.
Mm. With a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's really down with having sex with a beaver.
I actually want to hear more about this, so go on.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, we're going with that. Okay, great.
We've started on animal porn. Continue.
Well, there were a lot of reports surrounding attempts to kill this creature. He had been shot at. He had had a cannonball fired at him. I just happened to have the cannon. I fired at him. He was set on fire, and he just wouldn't die. And a lot of things got blamed on the Jersey Devil, like dead livestock, disease, death. He was a convenient scapegoat. Or scape devil.
So is he the same guy as the child, the 13th child?
Well, this is the theory.
Oh.
Yeah. Whether or not we think it's real is up to how drunk we are.
We're drunk, but there's resistance from the audience. I can feel it.
Serious point, which will shock no one.
That's a cynical drunk noise coming from
This is a serious point. It fueled a lot of discrimination towards anyone who lived in this region of New Jersey. They were known as Pineys or Pine Rats. So people were just dying to have a story to tell about. I was going through the woods and this horrible creature was there.
Okay.
So here we get into the crime. Finally, fucking finally, Taylor. Why did people start believing in the Jersey Devil more than ever around 1909? Yes.
We've gone forwards 200 years.
Yes, it went on that long. This is the thing with mythological creatures. Loch Ness Monster, why is it still alive?
Oh, photo! Was there a weird photo?
Oh, yes.
When did photos start happening?
That's an excellent guess. 1909, did you say?
I said photography was invented.
1909.
Yeah, 1909.
Okay, that's when that's flight was invented as well. That's the Wright brothers' plane, I think, is 1909. Ooh. I think.
Okay.
It might be 1910 or a different year time.
Any of the other years.
I genuinely thought you said that's when life was invented.
It's before the First World War.
It is.
There's definitely photos.
There are photos.
Ooh.
I like the photo answer.
Okay.
Also, do people start going missing? Do people start getting murdered?
Oh, that's really good.
Because if I was going to do a murder, I think about it a lot. And I think I would...
Do it where there's a mythological creature you can blame it on.
I'd kill people around Loch Ness and be like, I think it was that monster.
Yes.
I think it was him.
Like a weird livestock disease and all the livestock started dying and they were like, it's him again!
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of awful stuff going on, but it is because... Photographs definitely play a part in it. It's because some hoaxers decided to capitalize on this story that had been going for 200 years. So they started to plant evidence of the Jersey Devil. How did they do this? How would you make it look real? Photography is one part.
I'm thinking footprints.
Footprints, yes.
Yes.
Planted the
costume.
Footprints.
A costume on a man.
Uh-huh.
And then make him do this. You know?
You're actually very close.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, yes. Okay, so they fake footprints. They stage lots of photographs. And anyone who had connections in the media would get articles published about legitimate sightings. So people started taking this very seriously at a time when they should have been so cynical about it. The Philadelphia Zoo put up a $10,000 reward for anyone that could produce...
Wow.
The New Jersey Devil. So a guy called Norman Jeffries, who was a publicist for a museum in Philadelphia, the museum was failing. He paired up with an animal trainer to create an actual living Jersey Devil. Question, what animal do you think they chose to dress up like the creature?
Oh, no.
So it's like a dragon body and a goat bottom. Is that it? Goat's anus. I always feel like
pandas.
Monkey's an easy one to go for because it's on two legs. Mm-hmm.
And he owns a zoo.
His friend did, yeah.
Oh, well, he could have access to anything. Couldn't he?
These zookeepers have access to anything.
It's not a beaver, I can tell you that.
Okay, I won't say beaver again.
It is not a beaver. They got a kangaroo from the zoo, attached claws and bat wings to it, and charged people to come see it at the museum.
What? So disappointed. It'd be so obvious.
Yeah.
It'd be so like, wow, oh, what?
Here's what's crazy is it wasn't. No one questioned it.
Really?
No. They made tons of money. Everybody came. They did loads of news articles about it. Your next question is, did Jeffries ever admit to the hoax?
I just feel like you've got to commit if you've put some wings on a kangaroo. Yeah. You've got to be like, oops, that was silly. You've got to go
hard. He's got to double down and gaslight anyone that questions him. What do you mean they look like fake bat wings? You're insane. Why would I do that?
How would I have access to a kangaroo? He does admit to it, but not till 20 years later.
Oh.
And that's during the Great Depression, which is like the best time to confess something because everybody's so sad. They're like, whatever, we're over it already. So
I'd be like happy to see a fucking kangaroo.
Yes,
you know, I mean, in 1909 in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got a pouch.
Yeah, it got everything.
Hannah, have you been to America? We've been cynical for hundreds of years. Nothing thrills us.
That's the twist is it was never a kangaroo. It was a man with a pouch that they added the bat wings to.
So
and giant slippers.
This very silly case winds up with the Jersey Devil has been the inspiration for loads of cultural references, the hockey team, episodes of X-Files, video games, novels, and some really shitty films. So let's raise a glass to the devil.
Wow, cheers.
Cheers, guys. Guys, if you have a crime you want to share, get in touch with us before a show. Molly, if she's here.
Molly, come on!
Hi! Come on up, Molly.
Hi, Molly. Sorry, every time I use a microphone, I always get too close to it. And
no, no, it's what?
Mic technique is easy.
Molly, I believe it's your, well, sort of might be your birthday, but is almost like, not
yeah,
your birthday
it
was today.
My birthday on Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah!
Happy birthday!
Happy belated birthday.
We've got a curse for you from the New Jersey Devil.
Yes. And we're gonna... Excellent.
Tell us
yeah,
your
tale. Tell us your tale.
Okay, so it was a couple of years ago, and this crime, basically, so I was accused of the crime. I know.
Ooh. No.
I know.
For the listeners, Molly's adorable.
And it was her birthday on Tuesday. She didn't do it.
So I was accused of a crime. So I was kind of framed.
Molly?
We don't know. Okay, so I was out drinking with my friend called Hannah. Not this Hannah, different Hannah.
I mean, she sounds like a cunt. she sounds amazing.
So we went out drinking, and then we went back to Hannah's with some wine and Doritos and stuff, and it was great. And,
I'd have had kettle chips.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to go home now. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And so I walked home. I was by myself, but I'm quite a tall lady, and it was quite a nice area, so I didn't feel like it was too bad.
That's Hannah now.
The door disagrees, but continue.
So I went on and I was walking home. It was kind of like a rabbit warren of an estate that my friend lived on. So I was like working my way through, got Google Maps out on my phone, was kind of like walking around, and I was like, oh, I know where I am now. So I put my phone away, thought I put it away. And I actually lost my phone. So I got back to my friend's house where I was staying, and I was like, oh, shit. Lost my phone. So I didn't think much of it. I was like, I'll just walk back up that way tomorrow and see if it's there.
Where was this? That's such an adorable thing to think. But in London, you'd be like, that's fucking gone. If you've lost your phone for 2 seconds, you're just like, I need a new phone, I guess.
Yeah, I can wait till the morning to even look for it. I need a good sleep before.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from a city, but I went to university, which was in like a sort of countryside town.
Right. And like a blue tit had found it and
flown
it into a tree.
But this is the thing. So someone did find my phone.
Okay.
But it was, so I was at my friend's house, and on Facebook, on this group that we had of like the town, there was like, who's lost his phone? And I was like, oh, that's my phone. That's my cat on the background and everything. And I was like, I'd recognize it anywhere. I lost it last night. So my friend, she messaged and she said, that's my friend's phone. She lost it on walking home last night. So she was like, oh, okay, can you give me a call? So we call this woman. She was like, oh, is this your phone? Prove it to me. And I was like, well, it's my cat on there on the back. It's got a sticker of something. And she was like, okay. So I was like, this is very weird.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, well, do you want to know where I found the phone? And I was like, yeah, a little bit. And she was like, it was on my car, which had been smashed up in the night. And I was like,
Why did you do that?
Exactly. And that's what she wanted to know. That's what the police wanted to know.
Oh, my God, you left that part out of the story.
That is quite a twist. She was like, I'm going to go to the police because you have smashed up my car.
Oh,
and I was like, no, I'm going to go to the police because you have my phone and I didn't do it. So... That went back and forth a little bit, and I was like, I didn't do it. I was a little bit sloshed, and there was no way I could have got your wing mirror off and danced around on the top of your car.
I love your excuse. Was like, I was too drunk to beat up your car,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Also, I love the idea that this woman has seen the phone, seen the cat picture, and gone, this bitch is crazy.
This is a crazy, crazy lady.
Yeah, this is the type.
Yeah.
So what happened? Also, if you smashed up somebody's car, you wouldn't leave your phone.
No, exactly.
Come on.
Too much evidence. We know that. So I went down to the police station. I was like, this woman has my phone. And then they were like, oh, okay. Why? So I explained it to them, and they were like, we'll look into it. So they looked into it, and they spoke to the woman. She went down to the police station, handed in my phone, and was like, this is evidence for the crime. And I was like, okay, cool. So the police... they took me in to do an actual police interview.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. So they showed me all the evidence, and I was like, okay, that's quite a bit of damage. I would never have done that. And then they were like, oh, yeah, and the boot prints on this thing were huge. And I was like, have you seen my feet?
She has massive feet.
No. these are size sixes. Have you seen how tall I am? No. So I was like, I wasn't wearing boots. Thank you very much. And I have tiny feet. And so yeah. They were like, we're going to look at CCTV and stuff. And they didn't find anything. And then they were like, the
police... I bet you've never been so glad to have such small feet for your height.
I know, I was like, I have tiny feet. Yeah, no, I know, I'm very tall as well. And like, people are always like, how do you walk around on those things? Do you not fall over all the time? I'm like, yeah, I kind of
do. Do you have small hands as well?
I do, yeah.
Oh my God, we're built the same. You're my body double. I'm like a T-Rex. Yeah. Like, I just have these tiny little hands.
It's like I've got really long arms and really long legs, really short.
Wow.
Anyway.
It sounds like the build of someone that would smash the shit out of a car.
I know, so. Right? And the policeman came to my house the next day and he was like, right, here's your phone. It was like, we don't think you did it at all. This woman is...
Also, this woman's got to have enemies as well. Yeah. Like, who's so that's smashing
what,
her car?
I'm thinking. So
I love when we blame the victim.
I'm totally blaming the victim. I am.
So, like, what could she have done to someone to have made them want to smash a car in like that? And who framed me for it?
Was it a Range Rover? Because I already dislike her, but I could hate her.
It was a... Kia Sportage.
No. No, any name of a car where you have to do a slight accent, Sportage. No, I don't like it.
It's Peugeot, not Peugeot.
All right, my God, but it's a car snob.
Yes, but in trying to sort of solve this, I kind of think...
I love that we've just called somebody with a Kia Sportage a car snob. Kia.
I'm saying a car snob did it.
Oh, because they didn't like Sportage.
Yeah, they judged her car.
Katie, I apologize. I did not understand your logic with the motive, and now you're spot on.
Female workplace.
But I'm kind of thinking, did somebody steal your phone or find your phone and then go like, oh, I've got a phone, I'm really amped up, I might kick the shit out of a car?
Yeah. This is
Did you walk past the car on your way home?
Yeah, that was literally the way that I walked.
Is there any chance that the car was already smashed up and you dropped your phone and it fell onto the car and you just didn't notice?
No, because when I walked home, I wasn't that drunk to not realise that the cars were smashed up.
Okay.
But when so they gave them a time frame. They were like, it was somewhere between 1 and 5 a.m. And I was like, didn't take me that long to walk home.
What, with those tiny little feet? It might have taken you quite some time.
Long legs.
At the very beginning, I'm like, this woman is not capable of committing any crime. And now I think she's a serial killer. And that's why we do this podcast, and we'll never stop.
Well, what happened in the end? Did you got your phone back?
And that was it.
And that was it, and they never found
they
who
never
did
found
the...
out. And they were, never found out.
Oh, well,
are you ever tempted to go back and smash up her car again?
I don't actually
And just
know.
Drop, like, a Fisher Price phone in it.
They didn't...
You're like, that's what you get for calling the cops, bitch! Sassy Katie.
Molly, would you like this bottle of Prosecco?
Thank you, yes.
Okay,
always.
Give it up for Molly. Happy birthday. Yay. Oh, man. Oh, I love that you can lose your phone and suddenly become like...
Yeah, victim of a framing.
I know.
Yes.
Stevie, we have just enough time to ask, what have you got going on? Where can we find you?
Oh, yes, I'm on social media.
I've heard of
my
that.
Address is at Stevie M, and the S is not an S, it's a 5, and I've got a podcast called Nobody Panic.
And
everyone here loves it. And also the book of the podcast, I'd say do the audiobook because we've kept in all our mistakes and that was funny. And my dog does a shit at some point in the studio, not just like in general. I think that's me. The book's good.
Yeah, wait, is the book called the same as the podcast?
Sorry, the book. Oh my God, I didn't even say the name of the book. I've got a book, it's called Harry Potter. No, it's not, I'm not her. It's called No Nobody Panic. It's called No Nobody Panic. Nobody Panic, yeah. If you go on my social media, you can see it. It was full of
I
stuff.
Love books where they keep in the dog shitting, so I'm going to get yes. the audio book.
Also, in the book, the dog shit in the book, and I just kept it.
Every single copy. Yeah,
yeah. Or a limited edition of 400 or so.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Stevie, thank you so much. Stevie!
Martin!
Yes!
Stevie Martin!
Oh, we've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. Thank you so much for coming. You guys have been absolutely lovely, and we hope to see you again.
Yes!
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.